This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Meat Friday. Front row is here, front and center. Fritzy joining us via Zoom. He'll have to live vicariously through us because it is a Meat Friday. And in case you're wondering, what's on the grill? Tequila, lime, chicken thighs, chips, and guacamole. Guacamole. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
So that's on the grill. We'll have that coming off the Traeger coming up in about 40 minutes from now. We'll check in with Jamarco Farr. He does the Rams radio network, former NFL defensive lineman. Get his thoughts on the Rams going into Tampa Bay. Here's Sean McVay, the Rams head coach, on what do you do against Tom Brady?
Yeah, I mean, he's got so much experience. He's so smart. You know, he's so twitchy in his upper half and can speed it up. He recognizes exactly what's going on. And so I think, you know, the best way is try to influence and affect, move him off his spot, be able to win with your rushes. Easier said than done. It's why he's the most successful quarterback of all time.
You want to say something, but you don't want to say anything. You want to be nice, verbal bouquets, give him some flowers there. You know, his upper body, and he's twitchy, and any quarterback you put pressure on him, that's the goal. And that will be the goal against Tom Brady, and in particular because he won't have a healthy offensive line. Do you remember, this was a note 3 weeks ago, that the NFL changed its policy. The NFL and the NFL Players Association agreed to modify their joint COVID protocols, cutting the standard isolation period after a positive test for asymptomatic individuals from 10 to 5 days. Regardless of vaccination status. Now, you had a lot of positive tests back then. This is late December. Well, Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio just tweeted out, no active players from any of the remaining 8 teams have landed on COVID-19 reserve this week. There's no coincidence here. The NFL doesn't want to know. The NFL, unless you come forward and say, you know, I'm not feeling good, or I might have a fever, or I got a scratchy throat, you don't have to test. So we said at the time, nobody is going to come forward and go, you know, I think I need to be tested. And you got the playoffs going on. So I'm not surprised at that. But Florio pointed out that nobody, no teams, have any players on the COVID-19 list. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. Poll question for the final hour, polling.
It is still, which quarterback has the most to gain, and it's Matt Stafford by a long shot. I think he's up to 40%. Which quarterback has the most to gain by winning in this playoffs?
Okay. Yeah, it's big for Stafford, and I think it's big for Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers for a bigger picture. Although Stafford, really, if he wins a Super Bowl, is probably going to be a Hall of Famer. You know, he hasn't had much postseason success. He hasn't had many postseason opportunities. Like if Phillip Rivers had a Super Bowl, I think the perception is so different from these quarterbacks when you get to that level, when you have all those numbers. And when you have those numbers, it almost makes it worse when we go, well, how much success did you have in the postseason? And Phillip Rivers had a whole lot more talent around him than Matthew Stafford did. But I tend to be far more generous when it comes to Hall of Fames. You know, that, and a lot of times when you see somebody, and I've been fortunate in these 40 years of doing this, that I was able to see almost all of these players, the modern players. You know, back in the 60s, I was, you know, just watching. But, you know, once got into the 70s, but being able to go to games too. And I was very fortunate to have a professional basketball team, or at least close to a professional basketball team in Cincinnati with the Cincinnati Royals. I got to see all those great teams come to town. You know, when Maravich came to town, when Jerry West, the Lakers, came to town, when, you know, the New York Knicks came to town, when Lou Alcindor came to town. Like, I got to see these players in person. Now, I probably didn't have an analytical eye that I have now, but I at least have some knowledge of them playing and what the impact was or what it meant in a game. And the same with watching these quarterbacks. Is somebody a Hall of Famer? Well, did you win a Super Bowl? How many did you win? Did you lose a Super Bowl? How many did you lose? Like Jim Kelly, if Jim Kelly wins 4 Super Bowls, is Jim Kelly then up on that list of one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time? Is he right there with Montana? If he went 4-0, that's how narrow the margin is with this. And how much luck, pure luck, has Tom Brady had to win Super Bowls and lose Super Bowls? It's really such a fine line between winning and losing. If David Tyree doesn't make that catch, if Vinatieri doesn't make those field goals, if they don't get the call in the tuck game, if Vinatieri doesn't kick that field goal in the snow. Now, Malcolm Butler, he got one because the greatest defensive play in NFL history. He was losing the Super Bowl. And that's why when we talk about greatest quarterback of all time, I like to look at it and say most decorated. Like LeBron's going to have the most decorated resume in NBA history. That doesn't make him the best player, not getting into that argument. But Tom Brady has the most decorated resume in NFL history. Yes, Eden.
I heard Mike Greenberg say something really interesting the other day where he said that Tom Brady is the GOAT, right? Greatest of all time.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers is the boat, the best of all time.
Okay.
And that there's a difference between the two. One can be the greatest while the other one can be the best.
All right. We could steal that.
Yeah. Just I mean, I thought, no, Dan Patrick, I heard say
yeah,
that.
Yeah. No, we love Greeny.
Yeah.
Yes, Paul.
It's weird, though. Some people will still credit someone for not losing a Super Bowl. Some people still bank on Joe Montana. He never lost one, but then he didn't go to that many. He went to 4, which is a lot. But, you know, Tom Brady lost Super Bowls. And same thing with Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan went to 6. LeBron's been to more.
Well, they don't hold Michael accountable for all those years that he didn't do well in the postseason.
Right. He has a spotless record like Joe Montana.
Like, people think Mike played 6 years, and he won 6 titles.
He didn't?
Yeah, exactly. And he never missed a game-winning shot. Never. He never did that. It's just different. It's social media. And, you know, LeBron benefits, and he gets roughed up because of social media. By the way, we had T.J. Watt on earlier in the week. And I wanted to talk to him. He's going to be the defensive player of the year. And he tied the single season sack record. He thought he set the single season sack record. And I asked him the following question.
Halftime, I thought I had to. But then I checked my phone because our D-line coach is like, they're giving it to you. They're giving it to you. You have it. And then a couple other guys like, no, you're not. So I checked my phone at halftime, which I never do. And then JJ and my brothers, the group chat was like, they only give you one, man. You got to go get another one. and tried like hell to get another one the second half. And they were running the ball a whole bunch. So it wasn't in the cards.
I wasn't aware of it at the time. NFL rules under normal circumstances prohibit players, coaches, and team personnel from using cell phones. You're not allowed to use any electronics except for the special Microsoft tablets.
Of course.
Yes. 90 minutes before the game and through the end of the game. So you can't cheat. But I don't know if TJ Watt's going to get in trouble for using his phone at halftime of that game. But he did break a rule, in case you were following that. I didn't realize it at the time. NFL playoffs continue. Divisional round showdown. It's the Rams taking on Brady and the Bucks Sunday at 2 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. We'll get to more phone calls coming up. Let's see. Jimmy in Phoenix. Jimmy, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Hey, good to be here. 54407. Ring-a-ding. I'm a cannonball. Hey, listen, when you guys roll into town on your way to the Super Bowl, I want to get your approval on this.
Okay.
Selling Dan Patrick bootleg items. May I go down the list of items that I have ready for sale?
Sure.
I've got the Dan Patrick head-shaped balloon, the pen and pencil set, the compass decoder ring, and the Dan Patrick football phone. And all proceeds go to charity. And charity works at the Lusty Lady Lounge.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Jimmy.
Go get him, Jimmy.
Yeah, Jimmy. The Lusty Lady Lounge?
Yeah.
Check and see if that's real. The Lusty Lady Lounge.
She's one of the exotic dancers.
Yes. Seton may stop in the Lusty Lady Lounge.
Sounds like a fine establishment.
Yes, it does. Harry in New York joins us on the program. Hi, Harry. Sean in Oregon joins us on the program. You know, I apologize because I know people call in and they're on hold for a while and they have to do other things. And so it's not always on the callers. But, you know, be ready. Like Sean in Oregon is going to be ready right now.
Very ready, Dan.
Thank you.
This is a terrible time of year to take a road trip. Maybe you guys can schedule something for the All-Star game in Seattle next year and you guys can travel past Hell's Canyon, which is a deeper canyon and just as great as the Grand Canyon. And I want to get on to, the game of the Rams and the Bucks and what this is going to do for Matthew Stafford. You know, Matthew Stafford has got all these grand milestones, you know, from Mel Kiper telling him he was going to be the number one draft pick when he came out of high school came true. And he was the first to 20,000 yards. He was the fastest quarterback to 45,000 yards. And when he wins the Super Bowl and that defense comes up the middle and puts up pressure on Tom Brady, and this is going to solidify his career. This is going to be a big deal.
All right. Well, thank you, Sean. He's got three more weeks here. You win three more games than Matthew Stafford, Hall of Famer. Tom in Green Bay. Hi, Tom. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan, 59180.
Yeah.
So my wife and I are expecting our first child, and our due date is tomorrow.
Ooh.
And if I know my wife at all, she is going to go into labor right at kickoff. So my question is, what's the proper etiquette? Do I have to mute the game? Do I have to start watching on my phone? Maybe just Gamecast? I'm not sure.
Well, is this your first child?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. All bets are off. Focus on that. Even if you got a little bit of a hall pass from your wife, you know, and she'll say, hey, give me updates on the Packers or, you know, just check it randomly. Don't do that. Be all in. And if you want to sneak away, you'll have opportunities to sneak away and check the score. But just bring your phone. Make sure you charge your phone. But don't fall into that trap of, hey, she said I could go and watch the Packers game. And I don't want you more excited if the Packers are doing well than when your baby is born. Like, don't do that either. But just be in the moment for her, because these kind of things come up, say, oh, I don't know, if you've been married like 35 years like I have, where maybe you didn't do something or you passed out when your son was born, it's unfixable. So hope that helps.
Definitely
you.
No tailgating.
No tailgating.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, Tom. Yeah, tailgating. That'd be interesting. You'd be outside watching the game, just have, you know, some intern come in. A couple of bratwursts. You imagine helping your wife there, and you smell like beer and bratwurst.
In Buffalo, they're diving through a table.
Yeah,
still.
Yeah, it'd be great. Yeah, Paul.
My wife gave birth 13 years ago this weekend. It was the Monday after the games, the weekend. We went to like a party on Saturday. Our friend was having a party to watch the AFC, NFC playoffs. And 2 days later, she had a baby. But like, she had no signs of it during the weekend. She goes, I'm fine. I'm good to go. And then Monday morning was go time.
And never listen to them when they say, no, I'm good. I'm not going to have this baby.
Oh, yeah? Go to the hospital anyway?
Well, just be... I went to SportsCenter when my last one was born. Because my wife said, I said, are you having this baby? It was a Sunday. She goes, nope, I'm not. I said, okay, because I'm going to drive an hour up to the mothership. And I got to do Sunday night. And I can't have them, you know, call somebody. It's a big night doing SportsCenter. She goes, nope. Not having it. I get up there, start writing the script for Sunday night. Somebody on the assignment desk goes, you got to get to the hospital. Your wife is in labor now. She's on the way to the hospital. And I'm thinking, oh, my God. So I just dashed out of there. And somehow, I don't know who they called, maybe Steve Levy. And although I think Levy filled in for me the one time when another one of my children was born. That was the bulging disc night. I think Leaves was filling in for me and had that moment where he said bulging, you know, the guy had a bulging disc, but he just didn't say disc. And that's when Oberman had the unbelievable line. He goes, and thank God we don't have video of that. When he says he's got a bulging. I think that was Levy filling in for me when one of my other daughters was born. Yeah, Paul.
I think that's why I love that Steve Levy, who's an awesome dude, by the way.
He is
first ballot.
He's a great guy.
I'm so glad he got Monday Night Football. So that's the first paragraph in his
bio.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. Coming up, we'll check in with the Rams, the former defensive lineman, and now works for the Rams Radio Network. DeMarco Farr will join us on the program. More phone calls as well. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Mercedes-Benz, the Sprinter van, the tour that continues across country with Seton. That'll be coming up in a couple of weeks. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter Mode 4x4 by Storyteller Overland. You enter the Dan Patrick Show Ultimate Camping Rig Sweepstakes. We will probably know on Monday what the route will be, and then you can help Seton fill in some of the gray areas there of where he should stop along the way, because you're getting a lot of suggestions.
A lot of good steakhouses out there, apparently.
Yep. And a lot of opportunities for beer.
Numerous opportunities for beer.
I have a friend in Arizona who has a Traeger, and he is saying to Seton that he will supply steaks, wine, and Pappy Van Winkle.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner right there.
DanPatrick.com or FoxSportsRadio.com to enter. Get official rules and a chance to win the amazing Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van. DanPatrick.com or FoxSportsRadio.com by February 2nd. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. If you like where Mercedes-Benz has been, you're going to like where they're going. With a full range of EVs now available at your local dealer, Mercedes-Benz is turning electric completely on its head. Experience the all-electric EQB, a versatile luxury SUV that can seat as many as seven. The brilliantly advanced and superbly equipped EQE SUV, positively alive with groundbreaking technology. The inspired EQE, the electric sedan, with energizing comfort features that recharge you. The boundlessly capable EQS SUV, a vehicle that takes luxury and innovation to places they've never been before. And of course, the magnificent EQS, the flagship of all EVs, delivering the Mercedes electric experience on a truly epic scale. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at your local dealer or mbusa.com/EQ.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
More phone calls coming up. Where their vans stop short, Mercedes-Benz vans go far beyond. From their customization options, cutting-edge tech, five-star sales service, financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz vans built, equipped, engineered to be ready for anything. Go the extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. DeMarco Farr, Rams Radio Network, sideline reporter, won a Super Bowl, Rams over the Titans. You got the Rams visiting the Buccaneers Sunday. NFC Divisional Playoffs kickoff at 3 Eastern. DeMarco, how you feeling, brother?
I'm good, Mr. Patrick. How are you, sir?
I'm good. When's the last time you hit somebody?
Oh, God. Like, you know, legally or illegally?
Well, either. Might be a better story.
Well, I'm not going to tell you the other one. But, yeah, I mean, it's been about 20 years, yeah, since I tackled somebody. Yeah, no doubt.
How is that? It's weird, though, that you spend, what, 20 years of your life hitting people.
Yeah.
And then you have to stop hitting people.
You know, it's something you have to learn. when you're playing football, you really get a chance to take your aggressions out. And then when it's done, you have to learn how to, like, talk, you know.
How many Hall of Famers did you sack?
Oh, God. Steve Young. I never got Jim Kelly, but I got fined for drilling him. I think I touched Elway on a sack. Warren Moon. A few. Elway, I touched him down, or he got away. Brett Favre, twice. few Hall of Fame guys, yeah.
Did you talk to him?
You know, I tried to talk to Jim Kelly. He kind of like set me straight because I blasted him in St. Louis on that hard turf. And, you know, when you run through a guy, you know when it hurts a guy. I can hear his, like, back crack. So I got up and said, yeah, baby, how'd that feel? And he looked at me and says, I've been hit by better than you. And it just took everything out of me, man. You know what I mean? I went from this, you know, this rampaging beast to this little kid back in the sixth grade. So, yeah, it's weird. Warren Moon tried to talk me out of a game because we go back to Washington. So he kept bringing up stuff from my past, like trying to keep me from being aggressive.
Wait, during the game, like he would just throw something out?
Throw something out. He brought up Don James, which is always a soft spot. Then he brought up Jim Lambright. He brought up where I lived in McMahon Hall at UW. I mean, all this UW stuff, you know, it kept me from like wanting to, you know, break his leg or something.
Best lineman you went against?
Oh, man, Randall McDaniel and Bruce Matthews. If you ask me the first two plays of the Super Bowl, in Atlanta, I couldn't tell you. I was on my face with Bruce Matthews on my back. So Bruce Matthews, Randall McDaniel, absolutely the best ever. Randall McDaniel with that ugly-ass stance. I'm sorry. You look at it and say, there's no way he can get me from there, and then boom, he's on your shoulder.
It's setting up for disappointment in Tampa. And follow me on this, because I think the Rams are the better team. And everybody is embracing the Rams. That makes me a little nervous when you go against Tom Brady. I know they got line issues. You got two top receivers, Godwin and Brown, not in. I don't know how good Leonard Fournette's going to be. Too many people like the Rams here. What do you think?
That makes you nervous. I'm with you.
A little bit. A little bit. Just,
yeah, you've been in this biz a long time, too. You know, when everyone thinks you're going to win, I mean, that's – it just gives bulletin board material to the other side, and Tom Brady is sitting over there. So the fact that people favor Rams right now, it doesn't even get into my kitchen. It's Tom Brady, and you're going to his house. He is the defending champs. I said this right after we left SoFi when the Rams beat Arizona. Great game. Your gift for beating the Arizona Cardinals is you get the defending champs at their house next week.
Yeah.
The NFL is doing you no favors. You did yourself no favors with that. So favor in the Rams, good, but it's still going to be a tough out no matter what.
Rams win this game because of defense or offense?
Hopefully because of offense, really. I hope the good Matthew Stafford, you know, shows up. The one we saw in Arizona, the one that is great behind a running game where you don't have to put it up 35, 40 times. The one that doesn't turn the ball over and put your defense in bad situations. So I hope it's the offense. I hope Cam Akers coming back has as much impact as it did versus Arizona. I hope Sony Michel being sharing the load at running back is going to kind of keep the offense on pace, on schedule, and the defense off balance. If you got to throw it and it becomes a passing game between Brady and Stafford, that's I wouldn't want that for anybody's quarterback. I really wouldn't. I wouldn't want that pressure. So I hope the running game is there to kind of pace it, help Sean McVay call a better game, and you keep Brady on the sidelines for as long as possible.
Who is Odell Beckham now as a
man? He's a star. If there was ever a guy, yeah, and you've been out here to Los Angeles, you know what this is all about, what this city's about. And so plop an NFL football team here that's trying to grow its fan base. He's perfect for this environment. He's a great athlete. He's tremendous. He's must watch. He's much CTV, and he's a pretty damn good receiver too. I mean, that touchdown pass he caught for Matthew Stafford where he went up and over the corner. Not many guys can do that with that body control. So the guy makes catches. He's got big hands. He's bigger than what you think. And he's a star. When he takes his helmet off, he gets the same reaction as when he has it on. They just love him here.
At their best, Jalen Ramsey or Aaron Donald, if you're starting your team?
Ooh, AD. And that's hard. AD, because I've seen him do it longer, and he's headed to Canton. Everybody I've talked to, John Randall to Warren Sapp to all the special guys that I came up with, they all say the same thing. They've never seen anything like this. He's awesome. But that's still tough because Jalen Ramsey, here's a guy who just loves the violence of the game. He really does. He's a corner, but he plays it like a safety, and he coaches it like he's a coordinator, and he has the presence of an outside linebacker. You don't see guys like that too often. I keep wondering, I keep saying this to Maurice Jones-Drew, how the heck did Jacksonville let him go? Really, that you don't let talents like this leave. So good.
But the Rams didn't he force his way out? He didn't want to stay there.
Well, I mean, you could – with a guy this good, I would just turn a blind eye to what he says or what he does. And I try to make him happy because you want him on the field. He's been a difference maker. I mean, at times he's been your best defensive player even with 99. But to answer your question, I'd have to start with Aaron Donald.
That's why the draft is so unscientific, certainly at quarterbacks. But how many teams passed on Aaron Donald? Like, what was it that they didn't see? Because I always say that GMs sort of talk themselves out of drafting a player because they look at the negatives more than what he does well. They look at what he doesn't do well.
You know, this is funny, and I was kind of there in the area when they were debating Aaron Donald, and it was split. You know, I never heard this before. He's a change of pace defensive tackle. What the heck does that mean? You know, I've never heard that, but I mean, all they kept looking at was his dimensions. He's only 6 feet, 6 feet one, about 285 on a heavy day, on a good day. But if you just look at that, you'd say, okay, we can't take him in the first round. He's not big enough. But then you turn on the film of the Senior Bowl and no one touched him. No one can block him. He's the best player at the Senior Bowl. So why wouldn't you draft him? So it was split down the middle, and I'm glad the right side won because – and even when they drafted him, he had to wait to start. They just didn't – I mean, really, it was just strange. I mean, the guy has been Aaron Donald since day one, and he had to wait to start. But as soon as they let him go, you haven't stopped him since.
But they also missed on Cooper Kupp, all these teams. You know, yeah. I think being white, playing at Eastern Washington, hey, he's not – he's a 4'6 guy. You know, he's not like a Wes Welker or Edelman because he's so much bigger than those guys. So why do you think teams passed on Cooper Kupp?
You know, this is why Steve Sarkisian will, I mean, it's hard for me to like him because Cooper Kupp was right up there in Washington and we missed. The Huskies missed on him and he's right there. Same with all the Pacific Northwest teams. You missed on him. But from what I hear, he just didn't look the part in high school. He just didn't look like a guy that could play. But when you turn on the film, the guy can play. So I guess it's easy to overlook. And the white thing is funny. You know, that lasted about a half a practice here. And you know how some corners are when they see guys like Cooper Kupp, you know, step up in that line. Oh, my God, this is going to be an easy day. They give you the look. So Tremaine Johnson was the Rams corner, and he was kind of our resident tough guy. We couldn't wait for this matchup, Kupp versus Tremaine. And the first pass in one-on-ones, he spun Tremaine into a hole. Caught a touchdown pass and then like kind of laid the ball down. Tremaine shook his hand like immediately. So the white stuff was gone then. You know, done. No more white guy. This guy can play. You better treat him like every other receiver. It's funny.
Well, yeah. He was still white.
Right.
Yeah. He was still, white. Yeah.
Getting the respect. I asked Ricky Prohl the same thing. You know, what is that like? And he said it's an ongoing battle, but with Cooper Kupp, you'd never know it. He's just out there playing his game.
And it still feels like he's underrated, and he had one of the greatest seasons a receiver's ever had.
Yeah, I think there's some jealousy there because there was a concerted effort to get him the football early. There were some problems early, let's not lie. Matthew Stafford was looking for him. Even Robert Woods, when he was healthy, there was a game where he showed his frustration because there were guys open, and Matthew Stafford still tried to fit the ball to Cooper Kupp. So they're trying to get him the football. They're trying to get him open. He can get open on his own. Even Sean McVay had said that the offense runs through him. Now, you don't get head coaches saying that often, but it's true. The offense does go through Cooper Kupp.
It's always great to talk to you. Sorry I haven't stayed in touch with you. Always appreciated your personality.
The first time, this is the first time that you've actually interviewed me. The last time we were together, I actually interviewed you. You came to L.A.
Oh.
I think it was Gary Miller or Kevin Kiley. You came, and you said I was profiling you because you said you had like a 30-inch vertical, and I didn't believe you. And you looked at me.
I still do. I still have 30-inch vertical.
That I want to see.
Yeah. Safe travels. Thank you, DeMarco.
You got it, man.
Thank you. That's DeMarco Farr, Rams Radio Network sideline reporter, and I remember talking to him at the mothership. We'd have him on, and I forgot how good his personality is. And that was a little sampling there. All right, some phone calls here. You know what? Can we do career salary for Jimmy Garoppolo?
Garoppolo?
Yeah. I know it's, you know, on short notice here, but I thought, you know, we did Dak Prescott yesterday. Career salary, Jimmy G.
Wow, let's check here. He got nothing at Eastern Illinois. He made $420,000 as a rookie in 2014 with the Patriots.
Okay.
His contract has one more year on it. Next year, he will make $27 million from the Niners. And then he'll be an unrestricted free agent after next season.
Okay.
Career earnings, including this season, for Jimmy Garoppolo. Each of you get a guess.
Is it under $100 million?
It is not.
I'm going to go $112.5 million.
Whoa. You're having a good day. See, you want to take a shot?
I'm going to say $110 million on the nose.
$114,164,000.
Okay.
Within $2 million, you get 8 bonus points.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that. Career salary game brought to you by Panini, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. The hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats. Only one place to collect them all, Panini Trading Cards. And they have the iconic brands, Donruss, Prism, Contenders, National Treasures. And you get players like Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce. Got all the great rookies as well. You can either start or continue your collection now. PaniniAmerica.net, the official trading card to the Dan Patrick Show. Yes, Paul?
If Jimmy Garoppolo is owed $26 million next season, how attractive or unattractive will he be on the trade market?
Oh, I think he'll be very attractive. I mean, he is attractive.
Yes.
Now he's going to be football tracked.
So that doesn't seem like a high number. It seems like a nice number.
No, that's a nice number. That's where you have to get that sweet spot if you know you're not an elite quarterback.
So the team that trades for him, if he's traded, only has a one-year deal with him. That's it?
Yeah.
Which could be a good thing.
Yeah. But you might say, we'll trade for you, but we have to sign you to a contract. Or maybe only want him for 1 year. Maybe Pittsburgh would bring him in for 1 year. By the way, a couple of big birthdays today. How old do you think Jack Nicklaus is? Closest to the hole wins $1 million.
Yes!
Seton?
82.
I swear that was my guess. I will go 81.
82 is the answer.
$1 million!
Yes!
Yes!
Yeah!
Binding contract.
Now, if you can't tell me how old Hakeem Olajuwon is, then you lose the $1 million.
$61 million.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That cost you $1 million.
How much was I off by?
He's 59 years of age.
Dang.
Now,
I just lost $1 million.
Now, if you can tell me how old Gina Davis is of Thelma and Louise fame.
Timeless.
Yes, she is. She won, I think, an Academy Award for Thelma and Louise.
She's 32.
Nice. Well done. That's the correct answer. She's 66. Man, there's a lot of them. Let's see. Robbie Benson, remember the movie One-on-One?
Sure.
Yeah, he was in that. I'm trying to think if there's anybody else in here of importance. Well, they're all important. Is Luke Grimes the actor from Yellowstone? Does that sound right? God, I know he's from Dayton, Ohio.
That sounds like a country singer named Luke Grimes.
Yeah, it might be. But
he's an American actor. He is on Yellowstone.
Okay, he's 38 years of age.
38. He's from Dayton, Ohio?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Smoldering.
All the good-looking ones are from that area. All right, we'll take a break. If you're watching on Peacock, our streaming partner, we have Meet Friday. I can see Tyler. I'm monitoring Tyler, the moderator. He's out there. He's, we got a fire going. We got the chicken breast coming off the Traeger.
Okay.
Man, oh, I can smell that. What are you having for lunch, Todd?
I think I'm having a piece of chicken breast on like a bagel.
Okay. Sounds good. Not an onion bagel.
No, but nothing like what you guys got going on over there.
What's the shirt you have on? It says Arizona.
Yeah, my wife and daughter went on a trip several months ago, and they got me the souvenir, a rare long-sleeve Arizona shirt where it's usually 138 degrees. You like the color?
Yeah.
Kind of like a Miami Vice thing.
Yeah, it's got a little dolphin teal to it. Yes, Paul? A
little pink turquoise Miami Vice
thing. Nothing against the shirt. It's fine. It's awful, but it's fine. Isn't that the worst gift? We went to somewhere, didn't. Here's a shirt. And then when people say, hey, did you go to the Grand Canyon, Arizona? No, my wife, didn't go. It's like a rubbing in the face that you didn't go.
That's a reminder that you didn't get to go. Let's take a break. We'll come back. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
The all-electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is luxury and innovation on a truly magnificent scale. It's not just the flagship of the Mercedes-Benz electric lineup. It sets a whole new standard for all luxury electric vehicles. You're going to marvel at this epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen featuring self-upgrading next-generation AI and a beautiful, intuitive interface for both driver and front seat passenger. You'll experience next-level comfort in an exquisite, spacious, near-silent cabin that makes this flagship feel more like you're piloting a spaceship. And you'll appreciate the graceful aerodynamic design that almost completely eliminates drag for an outstanding operating range of up to 350 miles on a single charge. The EQS is an object lesson in just how far electric mobility has come. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Take a test drive. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQS.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Lost a friend of the show, Dennis Campbell. He would call in from Wales. Very, very loyal listener. Always loved hearing from him. He passed away. We send this out to his family. Earlier in the show, I mentioned the passing of Meatloaf. We had him on the show. He was a great guest. Louis Anderson, the comedian, passed away. The first true superstar, I think, in women's college basketball, Lucy Harris. There's a documentary on her. She passed away. She was drafted, first woman who was drafted by an NBA team. And I remember the reaction when they said, oh, you got drafted. And she goes, why? Like, she didn't even know that she had been drafted by an NBA team. It might have been the seventh round, if that sounds right. But Lucy Harris at Delta State, I believe. But I just remember that, you know, playing for national championships. And she was also on the Olympic team. Might have been the first women's Olympic team for the United States. They won a silver. But and I think she scored the first basket by a woman in the Olympics for the United States. But those are some of the people that we lost. We'll sneak in some more phone calls and tell you what's in store tomorrow. This day in sports history, all of that coming up. I was wondering, what game would be the biggest upset? If Buffalo beat Kansas City, nobody's going to be surprised. Would it be the Niners beating the Packers at Lambeau? Because that's the biggest point spread at 5.5. And that has the most fallout, by the way. If the Rams beat Tampa, I don't think, you know, people look at Tom Brady differently. We might look at Matthew Stafford differently, and certainly the Rams. If the Bengals beat the Titans, I think public perception-wise, it would not be a surprise, a big upset. And I think just because we look at the Titans and we're not quite sure, I guess the identity is their head coach and Derrick Henry, Mike Vrabel and Derrick Henry. But that's a veteran-based team. But it feels like the Bengals are fun. Like it's new and it's exciting, and therefore we wouldn't be surprised. But if the Niners beat the Packers, 5.5-point dogs, I think that would be a big surprise and big fallout. Yeah, Paul.
Once in a while, you use the phrase, it's a year early for that team. It feels a year early for the Bengals.
Yes.
That said, they're only a 3.5-point dog.
I know. Well, I thought that Dallas might have been a year early this year because I don't know. It was just kind of a weird feeling because I didn't know what Diggs and Micah Parsons would be. And then we realized they were quicker to start them than we thought. Let's see. Nate in Oklahoma. Hey, Nate, what's on your mind?
Hey, Dan, how's it going? So I'm really appreciating the Titans underdog, talk around the NFL.
Sure.
We had wins over the Bills, the Chiefs, the Rams, the 49ers. So, but we also, lost to the Jets and Texans, so I get it. My question for you, though, with the head coaching interviews with former players, D'Amico Ryans, Josh McCown, Byron Leftwich, it seems like guys, former players are getting interviews earlier in their career. Is that just a testament to the further advancement of the NFL and learning more, or are we just hearing about it more because of social media and everything? All right, thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Nate. I think it's social media playing a large role because these teams now put it out there that this guy came in and we interviewed this guy and we finished up with this interview and everybody is tweeting it out. And it feels like there's less kind of hidden from public view now. And I think that's a good thing. Mike in Maine. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Hey, DP, it's MP checking in from Maine. How are you doing today?
Good, good. What's on your mind?
Well, first time, long time, 5'11", 175. I, in 2008, was living in Connecticut. The economy tanked, and I drove cross country. And I'm looking at the map of the United States I got from National Geographic, and it took me 6 days to get from Connecticut to Oregon. That was at a leisurely pace, where I stopped by Packers training camp, and I had a stuffed fox that I was seeing if Seton would want to borrow for the drive to ride shotgun.
A stuffed box?
Yes, my friend shot it, stuffed it, gave it to me. It was a great companion.
People loved it. Oh, so it's an animal, a stuffed fox.
Correct.
Oh,
who wouldn't want a stuffed fox?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you, Mike. Let me talk to Seton, because if Seton doesn't want it, man, I would certainly love to have it driving around in my Mercedes.
You know, I'm not necessarily a huge taxidermy guy. But there was a place actually that somebody said it was like in like Iowa or Nebraska, some kind of big game steakhouse bar or something where they have all of these like exotic animals that apparently have been met their demise.
It creeps me out.
I might go check that out.
Yeah, I get creeped out with, hey, there's my fish or there's a buck I shot. I mean, I get it. People love it. A lot of my friends, I grew up in an environment, everybody had a gun. But you walk in and you go, oh, there's a deer up there. Doug in Phoenix. Hi, Doug. What's on your mind?
Hey, gents. Thanks for taking my call. 5'9", gritty 154.
All right.
By the way, today is my birthday.
Happy birthday.
I live in Phoenix, Arizona. Thank you, gentlemen. I live in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm an avid outdoorsman and fly fisherman, and I've explored all over the Southwest. So, Seton, here's my pitch. Let's load up that Sprinter van, put the Traeger in it, and we're going to park it at the walk-in at Lee's Ferry. So basically, we're going to overlook the Colorado River, and you got the Grand Canyon, and I'll take you up the river, and we'll catch trout, and then we're going to cook them on that Traeger.
Wow.
Oh. That's my pitch. Thanks, gentlemen.
All right.
Have a good year.
Well, thank you, Douglas. And he did mention the Grand Canyon.
Word's getting out.
Yep. The Grand Canyon.
Yeah. Now everybody's going to know about the Grand Canyon. Darn it.
That poor fella.
I know. And then we're going to go to the Grand Canyon.
There's a place right by Lee's Ferry. This like horseshoe bend.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be one of the most beautiful places in the country.
And when you show up, you'll make it even prettier.
With me and...
the French kid.
Yeah.
And the Sprinter van. Yeah, Paul.
Lee's Ferry is the north end of the Grand Canyon. It's the middle of nowhere. I've been there. It's an area called Marble Canyon. Unbelievable. Southern Utah, northern Arizona.
This day in sports history, Paulie.
Got a few. John Stockton, 95, became the NBA all-time assist leader. Don Mattingly retired in 1997, right before the Yankees went on their run, unfortunately.
Don Mattingly.
Michael Jordan scored 51 on the Knicks this day in 1997.
Hmm.
Jordan played his first game as a Wizard at the Bulls in 2002. 2010, Kobe Bryant of the Lakers became the 15th player to reach 25,000 career points. He was the youngest to hit the milestone. He did it 35 days faster than Wilt Chamberlain.
Although LeBron broke Kobe's record 5 years later. Bill Cowher on this day became the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Let me see. Anything else in here? I don't think so. Let's go around the room. Final results of the poll question, Paulie. I forgot what the poll question was.
It is...
Was
which quarterback has the most to gain, perception-wise, this postseason? Matt Stafford, 33%. Wow. Tom Brady got 0.8%.
Okay. Todd, what'd you learn today?
Jason in Nebraska recommends Seton stop at a place called the Grand Canyon, and you wouldn't let him talk any baseball, by the way.
Seton O'Connor, what did you learn?
I learned you owe Nick Wright an apology.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Nick. I'm sorry, Nick. Paulie, what did you learn?
Fritzy used all his content in the first 12 minutes of the show.
What did I learn today, Todd? We told you.
Whether he admits it or not, this run for Aaron Rodgers right now, very important to his legacy, trying to get that second ring.
The compact GLA proves it's not the size of the SUV in the fight. It's the size of the fight in the SUV. Learn more about the nimble and ready for anything Mercedes-Benz vehicle. MBUSA.com. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. A lot of fun this week. Thank you. Have a great weekend, safe weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday, Dan Patrick Show. One more item as we close out the show, send you into the weekend. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation broke ground on its Do Good Village in Land O'Lakes, Florida. This is the first of its kind. It's a community of 110 homes for the foundation's program recipients. So together, families can heal. And it's a special place where families know that their neighbors understand and care, a community where the children of our nation's fallen or catastrophically injured heroes can grow and experience life together. The foundation's Do Good Village is going to help those families beyond measure. And it's all thanks to extraordinary donations of many acres of land and your generosity. Help America's greatest heroes and their families heal together. Make the Do Good Village the first of many communities. Do good. Never forget the sacrifices our heroes have made for our country and our communities. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's the letter T, number 2, the letter T.org. Thank you.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.